What's up, everyone? I'm DevDaw Devin, and welcome to another episode of Designing Laughs, where clients help me complete the challenge of designing a memorable logo in just a moment or laugh at our designs in just a moment. Today's special guest client is none other than John. John, how are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you, Dev?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Can you tell me who are we designing for today?
You're designing for a company called Snow Carvers Anonymous.
Snow Carvers Anonymous. That's a mouthful.
SCA is cool.
SCA. Okay, cool. Can you please give me a moment to take a little, a little guess at what that could even recommend. I say what that even represents, because you said SCA, so Snow Carvers Anonymous, right?
Correct.
Right. Snow Carvers Anonymous. So when I think of that, is that like the police for like the snowman knockovers? Like people who like, that's what y'all call them, like the snow carvers.
It's just a group of people who like to go out into the cold and carve snow into art. That's all we are.
Okay, so
The anonymous part is nobody wants to give their name because they think you're crazy, so it's anonymous.
Hey, well, hey, you said it, not me. Hey,
I believe it.
it's all good, man. Hey, that's pretty funny, though. Stone Carvers Anonymous. So, like, does that mean like you guys are like all about being like a like it's like a secret society kind of thing or something, or like?
No, I wouldn't say that. It's just a business name for a group of people who we go out and we build snow sculptures for different competitions, for different corporate events, sometimes even private events. If you can, whoever wants to pile up snow for us and give us a little bit of money, we'll go to work for you.
That's pretty dope, man. So, like, what's the biggest like project that you've completed?
Well, every year, hang on. Mel, can you get the dog? Every year, we have a team or two, maybe sometimes more than one, that likes to, we compete in a competition called Snowfest
Okay.
in a little town called Frankenmuth. And we carve on snow blocks that are 20 feet wide by
Okay.
10 feet tall by 10 feet deep. So, well over 2,000 square feet of snow that we're carving.
Okay.
Yeah, and Snow Carvers Anonymous will put out two or three teams into these competitions. So we're looking,
Oh, pretty cool.
we're looking at about a week long worth of carving.
Man, I can only imagine like the challenges you must face when you're out there, like in the cold, dealing with the different elements and just a number of different people. That's pretty
Well,
cool, man.
just like your art, you have challenges as well. So it's not any different than any other art. It's just sometimes,
Hey.
in this case, you get really cold in some of your challenges.
Okay. All right. Well, with that being said, on this podcast, we do a challenge of designing a memorable logo. And today we're going to do design one within 10 minutes or less. But we have 10 minutes to design it, and it has to be memorable. And I was listening to what you were saying about the story behind, the anonymous part of it, and it kind of gives me all kind of inspiration. I want to know what's one thing that you would like to see in a design if you wanted to have a logo being designed today, right now.
What's one thing I would like to see?
Yeah, like, yeah, visually.
Obviously I would like to see it represent snow in some way. That's kind of
Okay.
our medium of choice. And I would like it to be just a very simple design, that's eye-catching and memorable.
All
Does
right,
that
well, that the whole challenge is about it being memorable. So we're gonna do good if we really
Right. Yeah, I understand.
all right.
I get that, but I guess I just want to keep it as simple as possible. I don't want a real complex, detailed, a lot of detail in it. Just something simple that
Okay.
people recognize as us,
Okay. Well, hey, I'm up for it, man. Just because it's something simple doesn't mean that it's not going to be hard. So, hey, let's do it. So, let's start to the design phase, which is the next part of the show, which is starting now. I'm going to go ahead and share the screen with you, and then we're going to head and get started designing.
Okay. I don't see anything yet. Oh, there we are.
All right, so starting the timer now. Timer started. Okay, so John, man, you gave me all kind of things to play with. When you were saying that it's called SCA to shorten it, right? Snow Carvers Anonymous, and you wanted to make sure that it has the letters. Oh, sorry, you want to make sure that it has snow in there. What kind of fonts are you looking at? You thought when it comes to like the typography goes, as far
Probably
as
something bold, sans serif, no,
no
just a
serif.
no serif.
Okay.
Something that I guess, when we carve something, we start with a block. So, something blocky, even, something kind of bold and.
I mean, you want to go literally S, there you go. That's blocky. I don't get no blockier than that.
Like chiseled, yeah.
Yeah,
I like that.
let's keep playing with some more ideas. We don't have to go with this first one we found. Let's make sure we put this in capital letters so that way when we change the font again, it won't be in a lowercase. There we go. All right, so
Do you have a font called Impact?
of course.
Check that
I
out.
mean,
Let's see how that looks.
yeah.
And then grab
Look
a
at you,
few.
knowing actual font names. That's what's up, bro.
I use that one a lot.
Is that like your current like go-to like favorite?
No, it's just I've used it before. It takes up a lot of space, and it's they're close together. I think they're kind of tall. It's just I've used it in other applications. Like when we carve snow, I want letters that are nice and big and blocky, So that, oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's it right there. Okay, keep that one too.
All right, so we got impact on there as well, but let's keep playing. Like you said, we got time. We still got a good 7 minutes, man. So we're doing pretty good. So let me see what we could do with one of these fonts. It'll help if I probably make it so you can see the screen. All right, let's do that again. And then we're not gonna do it that way because it keeps on bringing that up. So we'll do it over here. And there we go. All right. So you're looking for something bold. I think of something bold that represents like snow or something. I mean, definitely the impact helps, but I'm thinking more of something like that goes like there's just that doesn't has some more flow to it.
Okay.
Like the impact has. I mean, of course, I italicize it. I could change it around, but let's just see if we can find a font that has a little bit more character. That's all I'm trying to say. Ha. With a font like this,
What's that going on in there? Is that snowflakes?
it's got decorative, like little texture to it that makes it look like it's like a texture itself within the font.
I'm not feeling that one, man.
Yeah.
Looks like
Now
this.
that I blew it up closer, yeah, it'd be one thing if it was a recognizable as snow, but yeah, you're right. It's a little too busy.
Maybe if it didn't have them at that edge on it, them lines coming off from it to make it look.
Oh, I can get rid of that. We could
Try
definitely get rid of it.
that.
Hold on, let's just keep looking at some other fonts, though. We don't have to
Okay.
stick with that. We got all kinds of fonts to use. All right, so we got 5 minutes and 5.5 minutes left, bro. All right, let's go. Come on. Oh, hold on.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I would carve that.
Go. All right, there we go. So now that we got that out of these three choices, which one are you leaning more towards so far? You still lean towards the impact?
Either that one or the bottom one. I don't remember what that was called, but the last one you just
Okay.
got. Yeah, I like
It's
either one
called.
of those. I mean,
Okay.
if I were gonna carve it, I would choose the bottom one. I like that style.
Really? Okay. My bad. I didn't mean to do it that way. Meant to take this and chop this box. All right, let's see what we can come up with, like a snowflake or something real quick. Let's see. First things first. Let's see. Let's use the tools that we have. Let's see if we can prompt something up with it using the AI to see if we can come up with like a basic snowflake. See what comes up. All right, so as we're waiting on that, any other ideas of other imagery that you could think of?
Don't know. Maybe I'm trying to see it either with the white letters and some kind of a colored background, or should be white
So you
background with.
want to box the letters in?
Well, yeah, I'm just thinking how, eventually it's going to end up on a business card, or it's going to end up on a
Right.
letterhead or something, so I want to keep it boxy, like that.
Right. I get that part, but you said something about the background. I was lost when you
Oh,
said about the
yeah, I
background.
got it.
We're talking about the logo right now.
Right. Well, I mean, if we use white letters, you're gonna have to change the background, right? Just so we can see it.
You would just revert it depending on how it. We're not gonna go into color right now. We really focus on designing it first. If we go into the color, that's a whole nother aspect, and I don't want to get into that until we actually get to that part. So we just make sure we make it memorable first. Let's
Okay.
focus on that. Okay. So, shoot. All right, we're running out of time, and we only got about 2.5 minutes, less than 2.5 minutes left. So let's do that, and let's see what we come up. Figure like an icon of a snowflake. And if not, I'm just gonna try to create something real quick myself by hand. Thought it would be a little bit quicker, and it helps out, gives you like little ideas right there on the spot sometimes, as opposed to hand drawing everything. Something like that.
Yeah,
That.
that middle one's the coolest. I like that one.
You like this one? That's what we're gonna use then. SCA. Now, you said you liked that, and you want to try that with that as the symbol, right?
Right.
All right. So, as of right now, so we got. What are you thinking about as far as placement goes? Do you liking it
Well,
centered?
I would be drawn to put it into the middle of the A and replace the center of the A with the snowflake.
I like it, how you're thinking. Now let's see what we can do with it. I don't know why I just repeated myself, but
Can you
let's
turn that
see.
white and just put it over top of it?
I'm sorry, hold on. Can I turn what white?
Can you turn the snowflake white and
Yeah.
just put it on top of it?
Oh yeah, of course I can. Of course I can. Of course. I just wanted to make sure. Let's see. Actually, hold on a second. Let's go in here.
There you go.
Bam. Oh man, we just made it just in time. I mean, literally. Oh. What do you guys think? Is it memorable compared to the other three options? So other two options that we did come up with. We do
You
have some
asking?
options, but I think, we only did the one. So really, we're only submitting this one. So out of that, this is what we came with. What do you think, bro?
I like it. I like it. I might, I'm, you know, if I were looking a little harder, I might ask you to try it with the period or the periods in between each one. S
Oh
period, C
yeah.
A period, just because of right now it looks like ska. Other
Well,
than that, I like it.
I get what you're saying, but I think it's implied. And then what you could also do is, we could also too, if with more time, I would recommend we would put something underneath here with saying the words, so that way
Oh yeah, there you
is you
go.
could
Yeah,
see the definition of it too,
I like
but
that.
the variation of it is the main one. The way I would it would be viewed is what I would say.
Okay, I like it.
Okay, so you say you like it.
I do.
One second, my man. You said you liked it. What
Do.
did you like about it the most?
Well, I like the simplicity of it. It's nice and blocky, like I had imagined, and it's got a very simple symbol in it that kind of ties everything that we do together. So,
Okay.
and again, once you get talking about color, I would turn the letters white and that snowflake black, and then I can, you know, apply it to my gray hat. It would be really nice to see it like that. It would give
Right,
it a lot.
that's something simple that we could do. I feel like when it comes down to like the final part of it, like once it's not as designed, that's something that when I send you the files, you will be able to have it so that it can be reverted so that you can use it on different ways. But reason why I didn't want to go into the color aspect so early into it is because you were jumping ahead a part of the show. Like I said, it really is a design process, like literally how it is when it comes to designing anything else, like how you talked about snow carving. Like there's just some challenges and things like that. We follow a process that way when we certain challenges come, we are able to tackle them before we go too far and then have to go stop and waste all that time.
I get
And with that being said, I'm gonna transition to the next phase of the design process and ask you, how memorable is that logo to you? Like, I know you just designed it, so yes, you can very easily probably depict it, but do you think this really is do you really feel like that's memorable?
Yeah, and I think so because I mean, like you said, we just designed it together, so it's still fresh in my mind. But in my mind, I'm able to place it in all of the places that I want to use it. For example, my hat, my shirts, my letterhead, my business card. I can envision it and all of that stuff the way I want to use it. So yeah, it's very memorable. I think so.
Okay. Well said. So, with that being said, we're going to move on to the next phase of the show, and I'm going to go back to our drawing board. We're going to start the next part of this design phase, which is color. I'm going to start screen to show this. Oh, sorry, I'm going to share the screen with you, and we're going to take a look at a different color palettes. So we can choose what kind of color palette you want to use for both the starting with the font, and then we're going to do the snowflake. All right. So with that being said, now let's take a look at some of these color swatches, man. And what kind of colors are you looking towards? Are you looking for something more vibrant, like get your feminine side? Or
No,
you want?
let's break it down into cool colors.
Okay.
Go back up. No, one more row. That one right there.
Okay.
Some
All
of them,
right.
that's cool. Them are good, cool colors right there.
Yeah, I like
Oh.
what you're thinking. Let me know if you want to use this one.
No, a little colder than that.
Want me to get colder? Yeah, I think about this too, though. How it looks on the screen is not how it's going to show when it print, but for how it looks on the screen is, that's how it's going to look on the screen, though.
I'm trying to decide if I want to go to the darker end or the lighter end.
Well, you know what? We can play with two tones or different tones as well.
No,
Like, it's a
try
whole
that.
color palette.
You mean for each letter?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, we could have. We don't have to stick with just like one color. We could play with different variations.
All right, we'll try that. Try the S with the
Okay,
dark,
what's dark though?
that
I just
one
need to
right
know
there,
which one.
all the way into the end, that first one. Yeah,
All
that one.
right, got it. From here, all we gotta do is with a click of a couple buttons, we'll create some outlines. We'll ungroup it. And then from here, hold on. I don't think it worked right. That was working right. There we go. Then we ungroup it. And then we can paste the color right on into there. And here we go.
There you go.
So that's what the S looks like in that color blue. All right, let's go back now to the other screen. Okay. What color would you like to see for the next letter?
The next letter go directly in the middle. Two more over. Right there. Right there.
Gotcha. All right, let's go back.
There you are.
Go.
Okay.
And for the A, all right, for the A, you would like to be one of these cooler colors like this one.
Yeah, all the way to the end, all the way to the right.
Oh,
You're gonna
all
like that one.
right, no problem. Okay. All right, so now we have all three of those colored. I don't think that pops really. It really takes away from it, if you ask me.
What's that? The snowflake?
No, the color, the. That light blue doesn't really work for me. I understand what you're trying to get from it, but it's so light that it gets lost without, and compared to everything else, like it's just,
Go up another. Go up another tone.
Yeah. Do you mind if I let me see something real quick, bro. So now that we got that situated, let's see if we did something like, let's see if we just we did like a gradient. So let's say with these colors, we select a gradient. No, I don't want to do it that way. I want to do it messed up. Okay, let's see. Want to do it. Okay, there's that. And then I wanted to take. This color, which is that, I remember what it is. We're going to make that be the darkest. And we're going to change that to. Come on. That. All right. And then. Let's go. The lightest color, let's see if we did it to be that. And then we're going to add another in the middle. Let's how do I do that? I didn't remember how to do it again for a second. All right, so let's take. Nope, did that wrong. Okay. I don't remember how to do it a second and I'm wasting time. So let's keep it like that, but then let's see how it would be if we change the like that looks either. That looks horrible. Okay, hold on. Something kind of like that. And then we have to play with though. There we go. Hold on. Something like. Something like that though. Play with it a little bit more. And apply that to like each letter. That's not what I was trying to do. There we go. Is that? And each letter I have to like, go in and change. Where it, shoot. There we go. There we go. Now let's just move this color down. Are you liking it? You want me to ditch it?
I'm not sure I like all the colors in the one letter.
Yeah. The more I'm playing with it, I'm like, it's competitive.
If you
It's
go back up,
competing.
if you go back up to the original top one, you know, the SCA
Okay.
top of what you're working on, and just switch them colors around so the dark is in the A and the lighter one is in the S.
I see what you're saying. Darker colors in a.
Maybe we can change that in the amendment so it's not so dark. So it's not such a big jump from everything.
I see what you're saying. So just do it with two colors.
Well, no, use three colors, but
You're just saying swap the colors around, you're saying?
yeah, originally, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Turn that A so it's dark blue.
I see what you're saying. I get you now. My bad. I was a little lost for a second. My bad.
What I was saying before that probably got you lost is instead of having them so far, having the color so far apart on the spectrum there, we just bring some closer ones to that, you know, so
I
like
see what you're saying.
maybe three in a row.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. On the palette, going back to the color
Yeah,
palette.
from the palette, yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. That I liked your observation, and I think that would I recommend that as well. But let's see how that this is first, if it was revealed that way. So that now it reads from light to dark, which has a different kind of read to it. I like that,
Yeah, and you can see
but
that snowflake a lot better.
yes, but personally though, to me, it's still. I recommend if we're gonna do that, I think we should stick with like it being something like that, or well, then it puts emphasis on the, just the C, and I don't like that reads it, it makes it read different. So I feel like if we're gonna do it this way, even if we do the different colors, you know, closer to together, it's gonna look better. But I feel like the best route would be to go like one color like this. I'm gonna show you. So we have one color that's all one solid. And then from there, if you need to, we could even put the outline on it.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, if I wanted to put an outline on it, I could use that dark color.
Yeah, I like that.
Hold on, let me do it this way. I don't want to mess this up. So, let's copy this. Okay. And then let's select all these. And then let's put in there. And there we go. And then from there, we can do, let's see, up the.
Not too much.
Don't want it too much. I thought,
It looks like college letters right there.
when it gets
Yeah,
too
that goes
bold.
a little thinner. Yeah, maybe like that. I like that. I like that.
All right, so let's readjust this real quick and just notice. That doesn't fit in there quite right. Let's zoom in, make sure we're getting it snapped in there really pretty good. And let's get rid of the square part. We didn't get rid
Better,
of
yeah,
that.
I agree. I agree.
Let me just go in here and just get rid of that. Bam.
There you go. Yeah,
Yeah,
like that.
duh. Yeah, that solves all that could have been done. Then there we go. Let's line it up a little bit better. Right about there. There we go. SCA. All right. There we go. Now we're cooking, man. All right. So we
Yeah.
got the final logo. Now we're moving on to the next phase, bro. So, first and foremost, man, congratulations to you for making it this far in the design process. We haven't had to like step back and start all over, so that's pretty cool, bro. Kudos to you.
Cool.
So, with that said, we got options. Let's go over and see if we can pull up some cool kind of like what do you call it? Some mock-ups of things that it could be applied to. The possibilities are endless. We can use AI, and we can, you tell me what the prompt is, and we'll pull up something, and then we'll apply the logo to it afterwards.
Okay. You want to know what I want to put in that? Is that what you're?
Yeah, yes.
Let's put on
So
my hat.
let me sh hold on 1 second.
How's it going? I'm a little busy right now. I'm on a mission. I'm on my way to the store. What's up? I don't know. Maybe later. Hey, man, it's getting light. It's getting dark out here, man. It's cold. I can't talk long. Hey, gotta hurry and get to the store. You should too. Check out our store today. Dev is Dev. That design. All right, bro. I gotta get off this phone, man. It is. Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay. So what should we prop in here, man, to for first and foremost, what should we use as a prop? Like, this is snow carving, so like you want to use a poster for an event?
What?
Like a poster for an event?
Yeah, that or just put it on my hat. Put it on a stocking cap.
Okay, you want to see in a beanie. All
Yeah.
right, so you want to see a beanie. What color hat do you want the hat to be?
Gray.
Gray beanie.
Yep.
Gray beanie. Let's see what we come up with. They're gonna create an image for us. And let's see what we got. Now, if you don't get any good results, man, just let me know. We can always keep on tweaking it. This is what we got. The gray beanie.
Okay, that looks good. Try that.
You wanna use these images? Or one
Yeah.
of these images?
Yeah, that one, the one on the right looks good.
All right, let's get it then. Gray beanie, here we come. All right, so let's zoom out a little bit. This. Scale it down so it's manageable. That's huge. All right, cool. Here we go. And then you want to see how it would look on here, right?
Right.
Right, so let's take this, group it, and actually, there's a. Let's scale it down. And then,
Looks good on the gray. I like that.
yeah, it does. It definitely pops. Yeah. Hey, a good choice on the color, bro. So that's how it would, well, Actually, let me see something real quick. Let me do playing with it just to make it look a little bit more natural. If you don't mind.
Oh, big time.
Right, so let's go get your appearance and let's that makes it read different when I load opacity. I don't want to do that. Well, actually, do kind of want it to be more like that because it looks more, a little bit more subtle. There we go. All right, bro. So that's how it would look. Somewhat similar to that. If I was in Photoshop, I didn't want to pull up in a whole bunch of different, stuff just to bring it in. But right now, for what we got, this is what how it would look.
I like
I
it.
could play with it. I could make it bubbled and make it look what do you call it? Embroidered. But that's more time that we have to play with it. However, though, man, I think it at least came out looking pretty good, bro. You want to see
Think
how it
it
would
is
look on
cool.
anything else?
No, I would like to see though the bar, like you talked about having the bar underneath it with the words. Snow Carvers Anonymous.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. So let's see what that would look like. First of all, things first, let's type in the word snow carvers anonymous.
I'm gonna go grab a drink while you're typing
Oh
that in.
shit, I get it right now.
She's gonna bring it to me. Never mind.
right. Let's make this a lot smaller. That's huge. So it's manageable. Let's zoom in. And then let's do you like it to be two different tone two different fonts, or you would like it be all in one?
I'll keep it all one.
Okay. Anonymous, ANON.
None. NMOS, MOUS. Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. Forgot about the
Anonymous. And then we can just use some little spell check real quick. Make sure that we what you call it? That we're spelling it right. We'll spell check. Okay. I guess we can't spell check right now. Hold on. There it is. There we go. Spell check. Yeah, we're good. Good to go. All right, so you said you like it to be all that one font. So that font was the font called, oh, that's not it. That's not it either. Where is it at? Just
You got a hell of a library there, man.
oh yeah, man. It's always growing too, on top of that. Hold on a second. Let's see. Did I? That's right. I created the outlines of this already. So now it's not going to read it as that. Hold on a second. What's the font? There it is. I just had the wrong variation of it. That's why. That's all. Got you. Okay, so let's make this smaller, definitely. Let's start somewhere like about 33. Okay. Let's just do it this way. Okay. Then have to keep playing it. Now, I think it looks better if I try to line it up with the end of the S and the end of the A. However, though, we could play with it however you would like to choose. What do you think?
What did you want to do to it?
You see how I'm lining it up with
Yeah.
the N and the S and the A, as opposed to it just being like centered, like right in the middle, smaller. I'm trying to actually line it up with the width of it.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
So it would be more like that. There we go. All right. Cool. All right, and then for the color, let's go ahead and put that on there. I don't think you need the outline if you're gonna do it. Well, it doesn't have the same pop without the outline though. But then,
Try the dark blue.
what I'm saying, oh, you mean just the color in all in
Yeah.
dark blue?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. It reads different. I think the light blue looks better to me, but what do you think?
Well, I kind of like that, but I don't mind the other one either. I don't mind that at all.
This isn't like horrible. It's just, I think maybe it's just that dark blue is just very strong.
Yeah. That matches. Oh, excuse
It
me.
definitely matches.
It
It
matches it.
definitely
Oh.
matches. I'm sorry,
You're
bro. What if, yeah, this is like how that looks, but what if we, okay, what if we just did this? What if we keep the stroke on it, but we just have to make it like really light? So let's do like a half a point. I don't know if you can even see that. So let's just do at least do one. Do one.
Or two.
Well, that's one. See, but the thing is that then it's really crowded up in there. I feel like I need to. It's really crowded in there. But because the heavier the weight, the more, then it starts to look. It pops more, but then it gets very cluttered without me playing with the size a little bit more. Like I would need to open up the spacing. Like I'll show you what I mean. So let's go in here and let's just do like something like that. Let's do that, and then let's since we're doing that, we're gonna have to bring down the size though. I feel like not that
Huh.
much.
Never seen that tool before. That's pretty cool. You just added space between the letters?
Yes, I did.
All right. I've never seen that before.
Cool. Yeah. Opening up the spacing of the letters so that it can read a little bit more.
It does look better.
Cool. So, after opening up the spacing between the letters, you see how much more legible it is?
Yeah, I like that. I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, man. Like with a click of like of a button, you can instantly manipulate it all kind of different ways. So today, man, this is the final product that we came up with. Let me get rid of this, y'all, so you all can take a look at it and view it with us.
I like it.
Yeah, man, this is SCA, Snow Carvers Anonymous. And then we also have over here a mock-up of what it would look like on a real product. So this is the hat, and this is the logo. You could do so much more. However, though, at the time, we're all out of time at the, for today. I just wanted to take this moment to say thank you, man, for it was a pleasure working with you, man. It was pretty easy and pretty smooth too.
Thank you, man. It was good working with you again. I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah, bro. If there was something that you would like to in the future see in the design, like as far as, maybe if you want to come back and push the design even further, what would it be?
Well, we had talked earlier about putting the period in between each of the letters at the top. I would like to see it that way, see how that, just to see how that looks eventually.
Okay.
And then you said something about making them, I don't remember how you said it, but you said like making them bubble letters or making them
Well, I could like emboss the letters
oh
onto
yeah.
the hat so it looks more like, like part of the actual fabric.
Yeah. Oh, just to, for the effect on the hat.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that for the logo as well, but just taking consideration when it comes to printing things like that, depending on how you want it to look.
Yeah. Okay. That's the only other thing I was thinking, but that makes sense. So we're good with that.
Okay. Remember that, so next time maybe we can push that envelope and see what else we can do. I'm Dev Devin. Thank you all for, once again for joining us. Stay engaged. Don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe, leave a comment. Did we complete the challenge? Was the logo memorable to us? It was. We also value your opinion so much, and we appreciate you all for watching. Thank you. Peace. It's time, it's time, it's time.